10-wheel drive, and I like it in the morning. Much better, yeah.
This is John Burris with the 2:30 news from KYA San Francisco. It's 70 degrees in the city. The forecast follows this news. Senate Democrats have blocked passage of Governor Reagan's state budget with charges of fiscal irresponsibility. The deadline for passage of the spending bill is midnight tonight. The budget, said Senator Alfred Alquist, is a cynical attempt to postpone the day of reckoning on the need for higher state taxes. He's a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor. The new military draft lottery will be held tomorrow morning in Washington. Some 2 million men will be waiting to learn in just what order their birth date was drawn. In tomorrow's lottery, by the drawing of red and green capsules from two rotating drums, each man's birthday is matched to a number from 1 to 365. Available men will be called for military service next year, beginning with the lowest numbers and progressing to higher ones. Just how high the number of calls next year will go is anybody's guess, depending on, well, how many men are actually available and how the Pentagon decides to hold the draft. President Nixon says the U.S. will renew efforts to negotiate a peace settlement for all of Indochina. The report comes in a statement from the Western White House in which Nixon proclaims his Cambodian operation a success, while at the same time conceding it split the American people. The last U.S. advisors have left Cambodia, completing the American withdrawal from that country. The space agency is planning to make extensive changes in future Apollo spacecraft before any more moon launchings are made. The name of Richard Ratatich has been added to the list of policemen who have been killed in the line of duty. In a ceremony in the main lobby of the Hall of Justice today, Police Chief Al Nelder said,
"Now this is the third time we've been down here this year, and honestly and frankly, it's three times too many. And God willing, I hope it's the last time that we gather here under these circumstances."
Ratatich was the 77th name chiseled into the huge marble slab. City firemen in San Francisco have moved one step nearer to a strike on July 7th. The firemen obtained sanction for a walkout yesterday from the Executive Committee of the Central Labor Council. Wages are not an issue in the dispute. The more than 1,700 members of the Firefighters Union are demanding shorter hours and added personnel. Late this morning, the San Francisco Fire Commission passed a new plan which cuts down the working hours per week to almost the 48 hours that the men want.
Action by the commission is to take the recommendation that I had made in order to give the men 49.7 hours starting on the 12th of July.
Fire Chief William Murray wouldn't speculate on whether this action today would cancel the July 7th strike action, but he thought personally that the men would be foolish to walk out for just 1 hour a week. In the Hall of Justice, Larry Brownell told us today...
41 Iranian students who were busted by the San Francisco tech squad last week for seizing the consulate of Iran were arraigned in Muni court late this morning. Outside the Hall of Justice, their supporters formed a noisy picket line, and their leader, Firuz Peshan, told me...
We are here to protest the arrest of the 41 Iranian students who went to the consulate to simply present their views and their demands as far as the political repression in Iran. There are heavy charges being put on them, 3 felonies on each of these people. We want all those charges be dropped since those people went there peacefully, and that's what they intended to do.
How did they get into a scuffle with the police then?
Beg your pardon?
How did they get into trouble with the police then?
They did not get into trouble with police, but the police was the one who caused trouble and injured many of them who were peacefully in the consulate representing their demands.
The police claimed they couldn't get in.
The police is lying. The doors were open and all those people had the doors open and anybody could get in.
Of course, the biggest worry of the 41 foreign students is the fact that they might be deported to Iran. The Immigration Department already is looking into that possibility, but local lawyers think they can hold up any deportation proceedings if they can keep the cases in court by appealing all the way to the top. This is Larry Brownell at the Hall of Justice.
The Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers are considering closing the Carquinez Straits because of a broken barge leaking inflammable jet fuel at Martinez. Ships have been advised to steer clear of the area because of a possible fire hazard. District Attorney Evel Younger has made a move in the Sharon Tate murder case, which he says is the first appeal of its kind. He wants the state Supreme Court to rule on the competence of Irving Kinnerick. He's the attorney for Charles Manson. A very light voter turnout is reported in the 24th and 35th congressional districts where Southern California voters are casting ballots in a special election. 2 Republicans are favored to become the only known members of the John Birch Society in Congress. Now, let's get another story from Fresno.
Wearing a black dress and sitting calmly in Fresno Municipal Court, 34-year-old Louise Thorison listened as Deputy District Attorney Frank Wells carefully questioned pathologist Dr. John Miller on the condition of her husband's body on June 10th. That's the day William Thorison III was found shot to death in his East Cambridge Avenue home in Fresno. Dr. Miller told the court, in addition to the 5 bullet wounds in the back, the wealthy gun collector had abrasions on his knuckles and scratches on his chest. Questioned by Mrs. Thorison's attorney, Kenneth Devaney, Dr. Miller said there were fresh hypodermic needle marks on Thorison's right arm, and further tests showed there was narcotic in the blood. Jim Miller in Fresno.
Police have raided theaters in San Bernardino and Ontario, seizing reels of the film Pornography, Copenhagen, 1970, and booking the operators for investigation of exhibiting obscene matter. 35 patrons were questioned and released at the San Bernardino raid last...